This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on here in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Look, at sign up for the email, not the email, what is it, the text alerts. It's really simple. They're not that hard. And simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And that way there you can get notified. You know, if you're not an email person, you can hop up on the website and do the email. That would be even better. I prefer the email, but some of you don't. That's okay. It is what it is, as we say. You know, but if you head over to the website, there's a lot you can do there. You can stories that we post. There's all kinds of stuff going on there that you need to get involved, get engaged with. That would be really cool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. I'll tell you what. So tonight, in a little bit, we're going to talk a little bit about how Christians should they vote for Trump? And why? Why not? That's probably a better question. I mean, I love these guys that are always on my case going, how can you be a Christian, support Trump? And I go, wait, have you ever read the story about David? King David? Yeah, you need to do that. It's really that simple. And then you can figure it out from there. So again, back to how every Democrat-run city in this country is now part of the Soviet Socialist Union of BLM. If you really think about what they're doing out there. You know, and nobody wants to push back on BLM, and I don't know why. You know, LAPD reports that their homicides are up almost 250% over the last 12 days. Right? You know, all these defund police, the peaceful protests, you know which one's talking about, right? The mayor of Los Angeles announced that he was going to defund the police in the meantime. The police are afraid of enforcing the law. They are. Wouldn't you? If they spit in the sidewalk, they get in trouble. Plus, they're not allowed to arrest and jail criminals to take them off the streets. Illegal aliens are protected from deportation. If you steal under $950 worth of goods, right, you can't get arrested. It's just you get a little ticket. Because if you issue a citation, do you really think they're going to show up? And a result of the refusal by politicians to enforce the law. That's what this all comes down to. They don't want to enforce the law. But those are the Democrats. You don't see these things going on in Republican cities. Or states, for that matter. Los Angeles Police Department announced Tuesday that homicides in the city increased 250%. The number of people who were shot increased by 56%. The increased number were recorded during the week of May 31st through June 6th, but officials also reported continued violence this week. If you throw in the fact that Chicago had 18 murders in 24 hours over the weekend, right? Maybe you should start looking at the fact that liberal cities don't know how to maintain law and order. Now, the president of the LA City Council, who voted to take money from the police, he gets 24/7 police protection. Isn't that cool? So, It goes back to what we've been saying for a long time. The left doesn't see that you're equal to them because they don't want you to have equal rights. Come on, work it through. This is not brain surgery. This is not big buck decisions here. What makes you, as an elected official, better than me when you get police protection, but I can't own a gun? Right? You want less cops on the street? How does that work out? How do they okay that? Discussion about the role of police and safety. I mean, seriously, these guys need to be safe, too. They need to feel safe. They need to feel like we have their backs. Now, we've been listening and talking about this for quite some time. People are cheering on the looters and the rioters. People ignore the curfew. Well, why should I ignore the curfew? I don't know what I'm going to get. I'm not going to get in trouble for it. Right? What would that look like if we got rid of the police? I mean, really, what we should do is those liberal cities that are screaming they don't want any police, we should. Why don't we put one of those 30-foot walls around them, like we have at the border, okay? Let them police themselves. Let them do what they're doing in Washington. Give them what they want. Right? I mean, who out there is looking, well, who with two brain cells at work, is looking across and going, oh, yeah, this is working. In D.C., I'm not in D.C., in Washington State, just outside of Seattle, they're talking about negotiating with these people. For what? To get their property back? You don't negotiate with thieves and thugs. Current turmoil presents a perfect opportunity to let the progressives feel like they got a victory. Right? Again, let them defund the police in their area. Right? The defund chatter has been loud in Los Angeles. That lunatic mayor, Eric Garcetti, he announced that he'd defund the LAPD to the tune of $150 million. He actually started at $250 million. And he was browbeat down to $150. He also called he implied that the police department or the police are killers. I mean, what a morale builder. We're going to jump in front of a bullet for you. We're going to protect you. We're going to protect the people of the city council. And yet, you call us killers. I don't know. You know, for me, probably not the smartest move to make. You know what I'm saying? All right. When you come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Ralph Reed and discuss whether or not Christians should be voting for Trump. Valid question. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just, you know, being part of the solution, because that's what you have to be. You have to be part of the solution. That's the only way this really works. Anyway, again, I always appreciate the time that you spend with us. If you head up to the website, a lot going on up there, including, look, sign up for the text alerts. It's really simple. TRS, right, the real side, TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. You know, I love talking about how, you know, a lot of you will send me emails about whether or not Christians really should be voting for Trump. They should really, you know, feel that Trump is for us and what he's doing. I'm tired of hearing it. And I've been on this mantra for a long time, saying, look, if you think, especially some of you Christians are saying, oh, I just don't like the way he talks, I don't like the way he does, I don't like the way he's acted. All right, so when you reach perfection, let me know. But let's get past that for a second. You obviously have not read the story of David. Read the story of King David, then come back and tell me that Trump is not worthy to be the president. So I've asked Dr. Ralph Reed to join me today. He's the founder of Faith and Freedom Coalition, a prominent political strategist. And his new book, For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump, that President Trump is in his first term, he's kept his promises to Christians. I don't feel as worried about what I believe and whether somebody's going to take my rights away from me or not. Dr. Reed, thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much, Joe. Good to be with you.
All right. So we'll start off with, what brought you about to write the book. We'll hit that with an 80,000-foot view, and then we'll hit the issues. But, I mean, really? Trump? All about God? I don't know.
Well, I really wrote the book, Joe, less as a defense of Trump, although I do plenty of that and proudly so. I'm a friend and a strong supporter of the president, and I've got a 30-page appendix of his many achievements and accomplishments in just the first 3 years of his administration. But what really motivated me to write the book was to defend the faith community, because Christians have been smeared, lied about, pilloried, demeaned. They've been accused of being hypocrites, spiritual frauds, people who politicized the gospel and sold out their faith for 30 pieces of silver in order to get access to power. And I knew that that was a lie and that it wasn't true, that in fact what happened, and I document this in the book, two-thirds of self-identified evangelicals supported somebody else in the primaries.
Wow.
Donald Trump was not their first choice. But once they got to the binary choice between him and Hillary Clinton, and he laid out an agenda as a candidate that was pro-life, pro-religious freedom, pro-originalists on the courts, including the Supreme Court, and pro-Israel, I don't think the choice at that point was between the lesser of two evils. He was advocating things that are clearly moral goods, and she was advocating the advance of what I consider to be grave moral evils, including late-term abortion, infanticide, and taxpayer-funded abortion. And I think particularly, Joe, when you look at the president's record and that he kept those promises on judges, he kept it not only with Gorsuch, he kept it a second time with Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
I think that those Christian voters have been vindicated. I think they not only did the right thing politically, they did the right thing morally, and they're going to turn out in even bigger numbers in 2020.
Dr. Reed, what would you say to some of these people? You know, I deal with it on a regular basis where they say, well, look at him. Look how he talks. Look at the way he says things, you know, how he speaks to people. And I go, look, have you read your Bible? There were people that were probably nastier than him at times, and God loved them. God blessed them, right?
Yeah, I mean, my response to it is that you don't make the perfect the enemy of the good. You don't throw, as Ronald Reagan famously said in his address to the National Association of Evangelicals in 1983, you cannot as a Christian claim that you're above it all and say that there's a pox on both houses because they're both imperfect. As Christians, we're not called to claiming that we're better than other people, and therefore we can't stoop to make a less than perfect choice. We're called as citizens to make a hard and tough call about what most advances the common good. And here's what I've learned, and I argue this very strongly in the book. Does President Trump occasionally say or tweet something that I wish he wouldn't? You bet he does. But let me tell you something. The religious conservative movement began in the late 70s by rejecting a Southern Baptist, a born-again evangelical, and a Sunday school teacher, Jimmy Carter, in favor of Ronald Reagan, who was the first divorced man to ever sit in the Oval Office. He signed the most liberal abortion law in America as governor of California, and he said he wasn't born again, and he didn't go to church. They supported him over a Southern Baptist Sunday school teacher. Why? Because Reagan was pro-life. He cast the Cold War in starkly moral terms, and he declared that he would bring about the defeat of the Soviet Union. And that was more important than how pious the person in the office is.
Wow. I really hadn't thought about it, you know, in that light. I keep going back and telling people, look, you need to look at, if you're a true Christian and you're using the Bible as your basis for your life, then look at the Bible. What does the Bible say about our leaders? Does God tell us to elect pastors? No, he doesn't. You know, and I use, there's four scriptures I use. I won't bring them up right now, maybe later on. But the scriptures that I use to say, look, we're supposed to look for godly people. We're supposed to go out in the community and find godly people to rule over us. We're supposed to choose who rules over us. And, you know, and what floored me was when Hillary came out during one of her conversations and said, look, if the Christian right or if the Christians don't get in line, we're going to pass laws that'll force them to bring scripture in line, which means they have no clue as to where scripture comes from, that it's not us, it's not ours. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I have a chapter in the book where I talk about the heritage of believers, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, that we are to, first of all, defend our rights. Second of all, advance the moral and common good. And third of all, resist evil. And we should seek aid wherever we can get it from whoever we can get it in doing that.
All right, so when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about how, you know, the liberals hope to, you know, demoralize Christians to get, you know, to pull Trump out. How could that happen when there's supposed to be so many of us out there? We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that he regretted participating in a photo opportunity with President Donald Trump at a historic church near the White House that was damaged during protests last week. The president walked from the White House across Lafayette Square after law enforcement officers forcefully cleared peaceful protesters from the area using rubber bullets and pepper spray.
As a commissioned uniformed officer, it was a mistake that I have learned from, and I sincerely hope we all can learn from it. I should
should not have been there. My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics.
The general's comments come amid rising tensions between the Pentagon and the president. President Trump said he would never consider renaming Army installations named after Confederate leaders after the Pentagon said it would be completely open to discussing that issue. Stay updated at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. Yeah, listen to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Just truly, simply being part of the conversation, because I do want you part of the conversation. It's the only way you're going to kind of get a feel for what's going on and get information from other people. You don't know it all. I don't know it all either. I know some of you who tune in think I do, but I really don't. So you got to get information from people that are in it every day. They've studied it. They understand it. They know what's going on. That's why I've asked Dr. Ralph Reed to join me. He's the chairman and CEO of Century Strategies, a public relations and public affairs firm. He's worked on 11 presidential campaigns. He's chaired the Georgia Republican Party and served on the Evangelicals for Trump Coalition. Dr. Reed, thanks for being with me.
Thanks so much, Joe. Good to be with you.
All right, so we were kind of, you know, during the break I was kind of talking with you about it, but there's a real issue here with some men, and they're not never Trumpers necessarily, but, you know, liberals are hoping to demoralize Christians and you know, beat Trump. I mean, 72% of the people in this country claim, notice I say claim, to be Christian. So how can they make that happen?
Well, I think they make it happen by doing what they're doing right now, which is an unrelenting assault on the president. You know, they suggest that he's motivated by racial animus, which I know not to be the case because I know him personally. They try to suggest that he's not deserving of Christian support to try and depress the turnout of evangelicals and their co-religionists. And, you know, again, I make the point that not only has Trump kept his promises, not just to the faith community, but to the American people, on turning this economy around once, and I believe post-pandemic, he'll be able to turn it around again, on the life issue, on judges, on support for Israel, on the dismantling of ISIS, standing up to China. All the things that he's done, the return of manufacturing jobs, just an incredible record. But in addition to that, if you're pro-life, if you're a person who's a believer, and you look at Joe Biden's agenda, it's abortion on demand up to the moment of birth, paid for with tax dollars. He's caved to Bernie Sanders' health care plan. He's put AOC in charge of environmental policy. He's going to be advocating a Green New Deal, which will destroy and decimate American energy jobs and the American energy industry. It will ban fracking. It'll put Middle Eastern oil and Venezuelan oil back at the center of our equation for our energy rather than U.S. produced oil.
Right.
We're now the number one energy producer in the world under Donald Trump. So I think it's a very left-wing, out-of-the-mainstream agenda, includes $4 trillion in new taxes. And I just think if you look at that choice, it's a choice that, frankly, is very similar to the choice we faced in 2016. And I think Christians are going to turn out. They're going to turn out in ever bigger numbers. And they're going to vote for Donald Trump by even bigger margins.
Wow. I mean, interesting, because I've been worried based on what I see on television. And I know I shouldn't believe everything I see on television, but based on what I see on TV and other places, that some of the evangelicals are just going to hang back because, again, they're not really excited, you know, about this president. They don't like the way he seems to portray Christians, if you would. And I don't get that at all. I don't believe that the walk last week to the church was a photo op. I really don't believe that. I believe that when he went across, he was looking to show, hey, I'm not afraid of this. We need to go over there. We need to make sure that they're okay and that kind of thing. You think I'm off with that?
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, there was an attempt to burn the church down the night before. And he was making a statement that we're not going to allow houses of worship to be burned to the ground. And we're not going to allow them to be the victim of arsonists and looters. Now, look, none of us are defending what happened to George Floyd in Minneapolis.
No.
I mean, I condemn racism in all its ugly forms. But what I am saying is that there's never a justification for destroying a house of worship.
No.
Over, you know, what certainly appears to be murder in Minneapolis of George Floyd. And I think the other thing that the president was saying, you know, people have ridiculed him for bringing a Bible. But I think what he was saying is that we can, look, we need to redress issues of police brutality. We need to find ways to train police better to de-escalate situations like this. We don't want anybody dying in police custody.
Right.
Of any rate. We need to do all those things, but ultimately, the thing that will cure the ails of America, including that of racism, is the repentance, the forgiveness, and the redemption that is found through Jesus Christ.
Yep.
And that's the statement that the president was making, and I would applaud any president for making that statement.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about it. I find, I tell people the same thing all the time. As much as I didn't like President Obama, didn't like his policies, I'm called to pray for our leaders. I'm called to pray that our leaders do the right thing for their people. And I did, and I find it interesting that there's plenty of brothers out there, if you would, that are not playing, they're not praying for President Trump. They don't see him truly as the godly man, that they want him to be, if you would. You know, you can respond to that. Go ahead.
Well, you know, again, my relationship with the president is not that of a spiritual advisor. I'm not his pastor, priest, or rabbi. I'm a friend.
Right.
And I'm somebody who's helped him on public policy matters and political matters. And when it comes to the issues that burn in the hearts and give meaning to the souls of tens of millions of Americans of faith, not just evangelicals, but those of all faiths, whether it's the life issue, religious freedom, support for Israel, the need to have courts that will respect our rights under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, he's kept his word. And he's not only kept his word, he's been a fighter and a champion for those things. He was the first president to ever address the March for Life in person. He was the first president to ever send his vice president to address the March for Life. He's the first president to begin steps to defund Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in the world. His record is stellar. And if he's reelected, he'll have at least one, two, or three more Supreme Court picks of that kind of jurist. And that's what we need to secure our freedoms and liberties as Americans.
Yep.
And I might add, by the way, one of the top legislative priorities of my organization, Faith and Freedom Coalition, has been criminal justice reform. We believe that mass incarceration and dealing with crime, particularly nonviolent crime, by simply locking people up and throwing away the key, is not the answer. We want to give people a second chance at life. We believe in redemptive justice. Barack Obama had 8 years to get that done and never even got a floor vote in either chamber. Donald Trump called people of both parties into the Oval Office, did the deal, and got it done. He doesn't get a lot of credit for it, but where others talk, he acts. And where others engage in rhetoric, he delivers actual deeds.
Yep. Yep, I agree with you. Listen, when we come back from the break, one of the things I really do want to touch on is, you know, why is it so important that the president be so pro-Israel? I mean, every president says they're pro-Israel. Every president says that they're willing to work with Israel. But do they really? I mean, the outcry by so many when President Trump actually moved the embassy to Jerusalem, where it actually belonged, was just amazing, dumbfounding to me, I should say, that there was so much nasty around it. So, you know, we got about a minute. I thought we had less time than that. But why is it so important to be pro-Israel?
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons. Number one is after World War II, after we discovered the full scale of the Holocaust and the Nazi final solution to what they called the Jewish problem, which was to literally exterminate the entire Jewish race from the Eurasian continent. After we realized the full scale of this, looking back over centuries of persecution of Jews, it's important for humanitarian reasons for there to be a homeland where they are safe.
Yep.
And that's the state of Israel.
All right,
the second reason, I believe,
hold
is
your
the
second reason.
Security reason.
Hold your second reason. We're going to do that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Dr. Reed will still be with us on the other side of the break.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal, Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Can one guy be? I kissed her.
We are back.
She kissed me.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. And just look at be involved and be engaged. That's, for me, that's the big part. You got to get some information. Don't just spew the party line. You make me nuts when you do that. Because they're wrong. They're wrong a lot, but they're wrong also. So get the information. Step out on the information that you have. I've asked Dr. Ralph Reed to join me. He's the founder of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. He's a prominent political strategist, and in his new book, God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump, that, you know, the President Trump is in his first term, he's kept his promises to represent Christians. I think he's even gone further than that. I think he not only has represented Christians, he's pushing to make sure that religious freedom is open to pretty much everybody. And Dr. Reed, again, thanks for joining me. I appreciate your time with me.
You bet, Joe. Good to be with you.
All right, so, you know, you were giving us the reasons as to why it was so important for our presidents to be pro-Israel. And, you know, it was amazing because every president has said that they're pro-Israel, but there's been things they have done to kind of, I don't know, kind of thumb their nose up in the face of Israel. But the second reason you were getting ready to give was about security, and that is a big deal. I don't think people realize why we need that, those allies.
Yeah, you know, the first reason I gave is humanitarian. The Jews need a place of refuge. I think that's pretty clear from the last, you know, 100 years of recorded human history. The second reason is our own security in the bloodiest and most dangerous region in the world, namely the Middle East, where you have the leading state sponsor of terror in the world, Iran, other bad actors like Syria, until recently, ISIS, which had a caliphate that stretched from Aleppo to the outskirts of Erbil in Iraq, in Kurdistan, you know, with that kind of roiling violence and bloodshed, the only functioning stable democracy in that region is Israel. It's our best ally in that region, maybe not only there, but in the world. And many of the same institutions and values of democracy, of human rights, of self-determination are reflected in the state of Israel. So it's in our security interest. And I think one of the things that I really give the president credit for, as he has sought to kind of reboot the peace process, unfortunately, in the short term, without much success because of the intransigence of the Palestinians and the lack of a negotiating partner, unfortunately, is by sort of shattering some of the mythology and laying aside some of the useless fiction, like Jerusalem isn't the capital of Israel, like the idea that at the end of the negotiations that somehow or another we're going to divide Jerusalem, and the Palestinians are going to get half, and the Israel and Israel's going to get half. And by recognizing Jerusalem as the capital, moving our embassy there, recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan, recognizing Israel's right to be sovereign over the West Bank, and Judea and Samaria, you know, he's made it clear, you know, look, we're willing to give you a peace deal, and we're willing to bring economic opportunity. What we're not willing to do is to destroy the nation of Israel and to disembowel it by robbing it of the city that has been its capital for 3,000 years. And it's a moment of really jolting moral and strategic clarity. If the Palestinians would take him up on it, they could have the best deal they'll ever get. And so I think there are many reasons why his policy has been a sound one.
You know, why do you think it is the never Trump Christians? You know, I mean, when you think about it, when they're not coming at this, they're really preaching like a de facto type of political surrender, aren't they?
Well, I think some of them are very good friends of mine, and they remain good friends. But I think their differences with Trump are largely stylistic. You know, it's the coarse language, the insults, the Twitter feed, the counterpunching. And I get that. I understand those reservations. Candidly, as I document in the book, those reservations were held by millions of Christians prior to the November 2016 election. But in the end, as citizens, we have to decide who's advancing the most moral good and who's not. And the thing that I find so, I don't want to say amusing, but interesting about some of the Never Trumpers is, you know, they've spent literally their entire lives trying to advance an agenda of the right to life, a return to constitutionalism on the courts, a forward-leaning U.S. foreign policy that puts American security interests first and defends the state of Israel. And Trump is delivering all these things, less regulation, a rollback of federal regulation, tax cuts, rewarding entrepreneurship and wealth and job creation. Trump has delivered on all of these issue items, and then they're against him because he insulted Miss Universe. Now, I wish that he wouldn't do some of those things, but in the grand scale of things, what I have learned, and I've worked with politicians of both parties for over 40 years, is talk is cheap, deeds matter more than words,
mm-hmm.
and I'm a lot more interested in your action than I am in your flowery language. And we can elect someone that will tickle our ears with salubrious, soothing rhetoric, but be unable to do anything. We had that for 8 years. His name was Barack Obama, and the American people wanted a man of action. They wanted a disruptor, and I don't think you're going to fix that by taking a career politician a creature of the swamp, and a Washington insider like Joe Biden. He doesn't know how to break the furniture. He is the furniture.
I agree with, no, you and I are in 100% agreement there. It's like the best thing I ever hear when they talk about President Trump is he's not presidential. I go, amen. I'm glad he's not presidential. You know, so I want a guy that's going to walk in the room and say, you know, to China, look, enough. You've been taking advantage of us for decades now. It ends today at noon. So how are we going to fix this?
Right.
You know, how are we both going to make out?
And Joe, I would say in the president's defense on that point, that there are moments when he has proven beyond any dispute that he can be presidential. But what we really needed was somebody who was going to bring dramatic and real change. And you're not going to bring a change agent who just sits around in a blue suit and red tie and reads a teleprompter.
Right.
You know, he's going to be somebody who's going to kick the door down. And that's what the American people wanted after years and decades of promises without delivery.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I mean, nothing ever seemed to change, no matter who was sitting in that office. You know, people didn't want to stir it up, and sometimes you've got to do exactly that. And I think that's partially, you know, part of his success is that he showed people that he wasn't willing to stay with the status quo. He wasn't willing to keep things going the way they were going. And I think that's why when he started talking about removing some of these crazy regulations, you know, through the EPA, when we talked about moving the embassy to Jerusalem, you saw somebody who was saying, okay, these things need to be fixed. Let's just fix them. We don't need to talk about it for 3.5 years until election time comes around again. You know, he's done more for the black community than both our back presidents, you know, Bill Clinton and Obama. So, and he gets absolutely no credit for it, which I just find totally amazing. But again, I do love the fact. I do like that term only because I think it shows that he's not stuck. He's not an all-time politician. He's not stuck in it. He doesn't need a job when this is all over, and he's not looking to make sure his bank account skyrockets while he's in office. Those are all, for me, things that are positive, you know, towards him. So, your book, For God and Country, A Christian Case for Trump. Where do people get it?
It's on Amazon and wherever books are sold. They can go to Amazon and get it today. It is a bestseller. It's doing extremely well. Good. Or if they want a signed copy, they can go to the website of my organization, Faith and Freedom Coalition. That's ffcoalition.com. FF is in Faith and Freedom Coalition.com. And for a nominal contribution, they can get a signed copy.
All right. I'm going to give you a minute here, Dr. Reed. Talk to the Christian population listening to the show and tell them how, you know, what they need to use as a guideline to vote this November.
Well, I think we need to be guided by our moral beliefs. And if you believe, as I do, that the sanctity of innocent human life is the foundational right upon which all others rest, you have in Donald Trump, the most pro-life president we've ever had, likely to get 1, 2, or 3 more Supreme Court justices, promising to pick pro-life and originalist judges. He'll defend our religious freedom. He turned this economy around once. Post-pandemic, he'll turn it around again. The American comeback has begun, and we do not want to return to the failed policies of skyrocketing taxes, regulation, and a weak, impotent foreign policy of Joe Biden.
Agreed. Amen. All right, Dr. Reed, keep up the good work. We'll put your book up in our bookstore and move it out on our email blast. God bless. Have a great rest of the day, sir.
Thanks, Joe. Good to be with you.
You too. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We got Dr. Lomero's going to join us as well. And listen, he's saying that President...